Curtis Harrell is a poet and teacher, a builder and a musician from Rogers, Arkansas. He sent us a beautiful poem about nature and family and the uncertainties both live with. Ice storm, your last month. All evening we listened to the sky fall into the trees. As the dusk gathered, grain by grain, the weight accumulated until the great branches creaked. Around the house, the old boughs bowed, touched their knuckles to our window panes. Then, at the yard's edge, one branch buckled. Soon, a limb knocked the mailbox from its post. And as the darkness fell, far off and close, we found the sounds of each tree's ruin betrayed its species. At the breaking point, pines popped like potshots, plummeted from treetops. But the oaks surrendered when one sinew split, and the limb, shoulder-ripped, tipped earthward. Arcing through the 100 years it had risen in the air, crashed like a chandelier, crystals skittering across the porch. After midnight, as we heard the silent storm wreck the architecture of the woods, came what we expected, the nightlight extinguished, the subterranean thrum of the furnace ceased. The cedar lay down on the cellar door. When in the room's stillness we could smell the cold, we called the kids into our bed. From the top of the linen closet, the quilts came down, and we settled under their weight. We heard the ice mantle and dismantle the forest, holding one another for heat. Toward dawn, nodding in our wooden shell, we did not know what world light would reveal. We knew we could not know of those we held in that blanketed embrace, parent and child, companion and spouse, who might fall, who would bear up.